they'd given a loaf of bread between two people and said, "You're marching, they didn't tell you what, where or when." But turned out that they were supposed to have been taken to the Tall Mountains to be exterminated. And the SS general who was in charge of that group, so this I learned that afterward, took us as far as Dachau, and he went to the commandant of Dachau and said, "Look, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not taking them to do that because there'll be war crimes or whatnot." So the camp commandant in Dachau said, "I'm sorry, my place is full, I can't take anyone at all." So he said, "All right, all you can do, we can stay in the parade ground, the open air, until I don't know what happens." But fortunately, about 2 days later, that's when I heard the planes coming overhead and bombing and strafing. And as we were out in the ground, still frozen, it was still in April, people started running. And my brother said, "Come on, let's run as well." I said, "No, I can't, come on, they're going to hurt us, we're going to get killed." She said, "No, come on, you can see people are running through the fence." There was a shell landed on the wire fence. And sure enough, literally, as I started running with my brother, the machine guns opened up from the tower, from the German tower. So because we all ran back into the open field. But I'm not just sure how long, but I've got a feeling the following morning, the same thing happened, a loud bang, and people started running through the gap in the hall in the wire. And this time I said, "Oh, I'm running as well." Of course, you ran past the tower, terrified, but obviously the Germans ran away as well by that time. I remember running right past the anti-aircraft battery, which was also terrified as well.